Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I am coming to you from the wilds of Palo Pinto County today, folks. That's up in kind of West Texas, the beginning of West Texas. It's about an hour, a little over an hour west of Fort Worth. I'm up on the Dale River Ranch, up right on the Brazos River, actually from the old trailer. My buddy that manages the Dale River Ranch is Randy Douglas. He's got a It's not a new one. It's probably a 1970s vintage model camper up here. And there's a nice lodge at the Dale River Ranch right on the river. But I get up here and I hunt and stay in Randy's cabin, trailer as it is. And, you know, I've got a lot of, by a lot I'm talking about 15 emails from my newspaper column that we posted last week about hunting deer, what constitutes a trophy. And I referenced a social media post about a boy that killed a deer that wasn't a giant deer. It was actually a young buck, but he kind of got some flack over that. And I mentioned, you know, that a trophy is different things to different people when we start hunting. And for many of us, myself included, a trophy is a mature whitetail or whatever I'm hunting that's got some meat for the freezer and later, you know, to the centerpiece of some great family meals. So trophy hunting, I won't dwell a lot on that, but if you're a youngster that happens to kill his first buck, by all means, give him a high five and slap on the back. He's on his way to a lifetime of having fun. But I did. I guess I need to brag a little bit. I don't mean to be, but I've got to tell you about it. On the Dale River Ranch, I took my first whitetail ever with an air gun, with a big bore air gun. And people say, well, why do you hunt with air guns? Well, why do you hunt with a bow or a 7 mag for that matter? It's just today's air rifles, folks, the big bores are extremely powerful. I use a Texan SS. It's like a shorter version of the Texan carbine length. And this thing is, I mean, if you ever doubted that an air rifle won't kill a deer, I killed a nice buck. I'll post a picture. I'll ask him to post a picture of this week's show here on this week's show on the website of this buck that I shot, a good 11-point, big old heavy mature deer, but shot him with an air rifle at about 55 yards. And, well, actually late last night is when I got him, and I'm talking to you this morning, you know, early before I have to head out back home. But I used a 240 grain bullet in this Texan by Nielsen Specialty Ammo. It's a swaged bullet instead of a cast bullet. A swaged bullet is just more precisely built. I mean, they really are. This was a hollow point, but if you've ever thought about hunting with an air rifle, you might want to give it a try. It is just, it's not like you're underpowered, but granted, you don't want to be shooting a deer at 300 yards with one. I try to keep my shots in 100 yards or less, and I it's quite capable of taking one at 150, but I just like to hunt in close, and that way I can really identify the buck that I'm targeting, you know. See, look at the antlers and check him over real good before I shoot. I'll be heading back this coming week. Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Hopefully a lot of you hunters have been out and got you a turkey. I love to smoke turkey for Thanksgiving, especially a wild one. I like to inject it with Cajun butter and put it on that smoking Texas electric smoker and let it go for usually overnight. Just that if you inject it with the moisture, it just makes it a whole lot more flavorful and tender, I think. Well, we're just about out of time, folks. I have thoroughly enjoyed visiting with you. Check out my website, catfishradio.org. I post a lot of pictures and interesting things that you might find of interest there. Till next week, be safe, folks. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, that's texlandmark.com, Air Force Air Guns, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Sightmark Pyramid Air, Texas Raised Hunting Products, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.